All right, welcome back to the Cancer Project with Cancer and Sparky. Not too bad. 2 out of 5. 2 out of 4. Michael can take all the breaks he wants. So, all right, well, Sparky's having some problem getting a hold of our first guest. So he'll keep trying throughout the program, and if we get a hold of her, we'll talk to her. Otherwise, we won't. We'll talk to somebody else.
And who would that be?
You talk to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We'll talk to Brittany and find out when the last time she had anal was.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A really long time ago.
What, Michael doesn't like doing that kind of thing?
Yes, I do. It's never come up.
that's all right. Let's start some counseling here. You know what you need to do?
It's not that. It's just that I think that as I'm getting older, I'm growing out of certain things.
Growing older.
You're 20 years old. She's grown out of anal.
Pretty much.
No,
the reason 36, I was into anal is something that I have dealt with to an extent. So.
Oh, okay. You didn't. You weren't into vaginal intercourse, and so anal was okay.
Yeah, she liked to fuck random people, so...
No, that's not it, Sparky. You missed the whole thing. I just hit it on the head. She had problems having regular sex, so anal filled the gap, right?
For the most part.
I suspect conspiracy.
No, see, now, Michael, this is what you do. You go home tonight, and you make a nice warm bath, you know, some Calgon.
I'm on my period, so this is not going to happen.
Even better... Nothing's like anal on your period. Just keep the tampon in. You don't have to worry about it.
Ew.
Why get messy? Just leave it in and, do some butt stuff.
I don't have any type of sex. I'll give him head on my period, but that's about it.
Are you taking notes, Michael? You got a head job coming.
He knows that. I told him I would tonight.
That's another thing. I always love it when people pre-plan sexual activity.
We have to pre-plan sex. Like, we live really far apart.
You're getting head tonight. You know that, don't you?
He got you. I wanted to give it to him the other night, but he left before I had a chance. So.
Well, I guess I've been having sex.
Afraid of the parking lot Nazis, okay?
Yeah, we've had some robberies in our parking lot, so we've got security guards. He got you.
I guess I've been having random sex for so long, I forgot what it was like to plan. That wave is going to disappear from the system.
Yeah, Adam, I think so.
That's okay. I can always
find some way to pop up
at home
that picture I gave you of Pikachu
on
every screen when you play that way.
No.
So is this your first day of your period, Brittany?
No, this is my fourth.
Fourth day. So, all right, 3 days, Michael. You go home, you make a bath. Do it on Friday. So it's 5 days, 6 days. A little bit of Calgon, just get her relaxed, get her loosened up back there. The warm water does that.
And then
if he just randomly sticks his dick up my ass,
I wasn't
going to
say
him.
That. You start with a finger, and
here, honey, let me loofah you. Oh, ooh, my finger slipped in. No.
No, you don't. If you weren't my sister, I'd show you how it's done, but you just...
Ew. I just got mental picture. Ew.
You start out with a finger. Do I really got to explain this to you?
Well, then again, Cancer.
No, we're both.
From what
aware
you've said before,
have
you could always just do a autoerotic demonstration.
Look, Brittany, Michael.
Yeah.
I don't have anal sex anymore. I have to live vicariously through you guys. So
I'm sorry.
I need you to start having anal sex, all right? So you can come in here and we can talk about it. I can therapize over this.
I think the whole reason I haven't attempted before today or any other time is because the last time I attempted, I actually tore something due to my girth. So
yeah.
I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing.
Look, the reason I quit having anal sex is because I won't have anal sex with a condom. I'll have vaginal sex with a condom. Doesn't bother me. But anal sex with a condom just feels... there's nothing in it for me.
I'm sorry, Dave.
So that being
said... I'm afraid I can't do that.
That eliminates my sexual partners because I have random sex and I won't have sex without a condom. I won't settle... And I won't settle down with someone. So my chances of having anal sex are slim to none in anywhere in the next decade.
Do you want me to buy you a pocket pussy?
No, I want... I want you and Michael to have anal sex and come in and talk about it. That's what I want.
I'm sorry! Okay, asshole! I'm sorry!
if we ever have anal sex, you'll hear about it, darling. But he is rather large.
You know,
so,
just I got anal fisting videos over here. If you want,
I know, but I've never been into that. We talked about that.
Well, no, but if a girl can take a fist, you know, you can take a 4-inch girth cock. All right, that's not.
There is no need for a fist to ever be anywhere.
My only point, I'll agree with you. Well, fisting
ever.
In the vagina has got its uses. It's got its uses. But anal fisting, I'll agree with you. It's not a necessary technique, procedure. You know, that's not something that needs to be done.
I could see doing that for a guy.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
No, I really can't, because guys have prostates and there's less give.
Mm-hmm.
See, with the vagina right there by the female anus, anal sex is a little bit easier on women.
Yeah, so you say you've never been a woman.
But men have more equipment down there. Men have more
obstacles. Dangly bits?
Yeah. Brittany, have you ever put your pinky in Michael's ass?
No, I haven't. He's kind of anti that.
Michael,
I would if I didn't know
God,
he'd flip
you're out.
Out
this oh, Michael. You have no idea.
Hold
what
on. I've long since said I'll try anything once, twice if I like it.
You know, this is something you really got to try.
Well, you've always said that you were very anti anything going in your ass anymore.
Yeah, but it's the best way to get to the prostate and
well,
the
it's
stimulation.
Not anymore, it was at all. But I've never actually tried it, so therefore,
Michael,
right? But I have never been penetrated anally. Okay?
It's not gay if it's a woman's pinky.
Right, I understand that.
That's all right.
I understand that. I used to be bi. I got better.
Look, I was very anti-anal until 25. So, and then the first time that woman put her pinky up my ass, I will never forget it. It was like, why didn't I do this sooner?
I was walking through the forest just the other day, when I came upon a strong male buck deer the other day. He had been shot in the head by a hunter, and his brains were spilling out all over the daisies. Even a deer's red blood and gray brains are pretty on a daisy. Even a deer's red blood and gray brains are pretty on a daisy. Even though the deer was dead, it was kind of beautiful in its own way. In its own way.
I should bring the guitar. If her news runs short, I should bring the guitar in and start playing Feel Your Balls.
Yeah.
Feel Your Balls?
Hey, kids, feel your balls so you don't get cancer. Hey, cancer, feel your balls so you don't get yourself. Ah, you killed my sound effects.
Dang, oh, I did?
Yes. Yes.
They're up.
I told you not to be stupid, you moron.
All right, what you got, Brittany?
All right. I hate that you always do that every time I'm about to speak. I hate that fucking music.
It's the news music. You're doing the news. Get used to it. Edward
Stop
R. Murrow
it.
Didn't like it anymore.
All right. Gay men of color have now emerged as the population's hardest hit in the United States by AIDS and HIV.
Well, duh.
Are you gay? I should very well say so, old fruit.
Statistics are showing that 42% of new infections of AIDS, the AIDS virus and HIV, are still in gay men. The CDC did a study of 3,000 gay and bisexual men in 6 cities from coast to coast and found that the infection rates among black men was almost 15%. That means that the infection rates among black men is 7 times that of white men.
And that's especially significant when you realize that there were no gay black men until Jerry Springer came along.
All right, I'll keep my mouth shut. Yeah. I'll keep my mouth shut.
No, don't, really.
Well, no, I mean, if anyone that really knows about it, I mean, there percentage-wise, there are more gay black men than any other ethnic group. It just seems that
they
black,
don't seem to look down on it as much as other cultures do.
Really like doing the butt slam, and they just go for it.
Black men have a thing about butts anyway. I mean, male or female, it's all the butt for them.
I'm not trying to be racist here. It's just something that they like to do. So
I mean, Eddie Murphy's always talking about the butt. Eddie Murphy likes just about everything.
I mean, all the
he'll
stories
rub his,
with the...
He'll rub his dick on a ferret if he can.
What the fuck am I talking about?
Nice.
All right. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill said Sunday he is encouraged by recent employment figures and believes the pieces are in place for an economic recovery. Yeah, bullshit.
Hey, is that actually in the text?
No, sorry, that was me.
Okay.
Couldn't help it. The nation's unemployment rate improved in May for the first time in 8 months, dropping from 4.5% to 4.4%. Mm. However, it also showed that factory workers suffered the 10th consecutive cut in jobs, and analysts said that a weak economy would send unemployment up again.
You know, those unemployment figures are the biggest bullshit scam there is. You know what they base those figures on, don't you?
I have no idea. Brittany?
They base the unemployment rate on the number of unemployment claims filed with the federal government.
Yeah. So, it has nothing to do with how many people are actually unemployed.
I mean, but if you're unemployed by choice, who the fuck cares, you know?
But that's still people that are unemployed. Or if you've been unemployed for more than 10 or 12 weeks, whatever.
Do you consider housewives unemployed?
Yes.
I don't.
Because everyone knows being a housewife is not a real job.
It's not?
No. They just sit home, watch soap operas, and eat bonbons.
That's not true.
Everyone fucking knows that. The man goes out, slaves hard, works hard, makes all the money, loses all his hair from stress, and the wife sits home, watches the kids, the dog, eats bonbons, and watches Jerry Springer and As the World Turns.
Nice bullshit.
You disagree, Brittany.
I do.
And then gets mad at us when we want to come home and sit down and watch
Sparky,
TV.
Sparky, you don't have a job. You don't have an opinion on this subject.
You don't even have your own place.
Nice working with you.
You know, after next week when you've had your job for 5 days, because you're starting on Monday, right?
Yep.
Then you can tune in.
Until then.
Now, 5 days is not a considerable. When he makes it 3 months at the same job, he can start chiming in.
Yeah. Well, hey, what do I know? I'm just some idiot talking on internet radio, so you don't got to believe what I say.
Okay, I won't.
I know my job pays a hell of a lot more than eating bonbons and watching soap operas.
Some people would prefer that the mother is there to constantly be taking care of the children and raise them right instead of sticking them in front of a television
for
6 hours a day.
I agree. I will not disagree. And you know what? That's why I think people...
And that is a full-time job.
That's why I think people that make under six figures should not breed.
I agree.
There's no reason to have kids unless you make at least $100,000 a year.
Okay, girls. That's my excuse. I only make five figures. Fuck it. I'll marry you, but we're not having
kids.
Sorry.
No kids.
Nope. We have a cat. Yeah. You can put diapers on that all you want.
And
I
if you
have a
that's
bad
me.
Feeling about this.
And if you need both parents to work to make that six figures, you shouldn't breed, because when the mom stops working to take care of the kids, which I am in support of, you're not making six figures anymore.
That's right.
So basically only the rich should breed, which, you know, people can say that's class warfare, whatever, that's fine. Call it what you want, but I think it would greatly improve the state of this nation.
I don't know about the rich. I think only the intelligent should breed.
Well, you know, and people
which pretty
that make,
much leaves all of Texas
but
men that make $100,000 a year isn't that much these days. If you really
oh,
wanna.
It's plenty. But
no, what I'm saying is it's not enough to be classified as the rich.
No, that's true.
No, not really.
It's just someone who is very well set up and, you know, established, financially secure, stable, the ability to breed and have your wife raise children.
Well, and the intelligence factor, if you're intelligent, you're going to end up making a lot of money anyway.
It's more than that. So. I mean, if you're not making at least $100,000 a year, how can you adequately support your children?
But what about people like, you know, George Bush? He was allowed to breed just because, you know, okay, he's rich, but
there's a lot
stupid.
Of people that were allowed to breed. I'm just saying, this is my guidelines. You know, that it's not...
Al Gore was allowed to
breed. It's not reflective in any way of how this country or other countries are.
Actually, Al Gore is intelligent. The only thing that mars his intelligence is who he married.
Look, I make a really good...
He does not have a single original idea in his head. He spits out the same garbage. Have you ever read one of his books?
No.
And I'm a Democrat.
I have better things to do with my time.
No, he claims to be this big environmental activist. He doesn't know anything
about
it. The
car is the greatest enemy of the 20th century, according to Al Gore.
You fat bearded bitch!
No, look, I make a really good living, and I am very grateful for the amount of money I make. I would not have children. No, not because I dislike children. Anyone that's seen me with children knows I love children. And not because I'm selfish and don't want to spend my time with children. It's that I don't think that I could adequately support children in the fashion that they need to be. You've got to pay, in my opinion, for private schools. There's just a whole list of things you've got to do to raise a child right, in my opinion.
Yes.
So,
I think people who make under a certain amount of money should only raise children for food.
You know what?
Do you want to touch my monkey?
Yeah, and leather.
Yeah. There we go. That'll eliminate the whole cruelty to animals thing right there if we just start eating under impoverished children.
Manbeef.com.
We are going to get letters. No, we're not. We haven't gotten any calls yet.
All right. What else you got, Brittany?
All right. The Reverend Al Sharpton's mother tried to convince him to stop his prison hunger strike on Sunday, but the activist...
Give some background on that first.
All right. Where was that?
He got arrested.
Yeah. Hello, Sharpton computer. Has been fasting since Tuesday at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where he's serving a 90-day sentence for trespassing on U.S. Navy property during the May 1st protest. And I don't know how to pronounce this. It sounds French. V-I-E-Q-U-E-S. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, I can't read your writing.
Right there. I have no idea what the hell that is. Anyway, it's this island that they do all this French Navy word. Testing on. The Navy has used the range, home to 94,000 people for 6 decades, and says it's vital for national security. Critics say the bombings pose a health threat, which the Navy denies.
Okay.
Also serving time is City Councilman Adolfo Corion, State Assemblyman Jose Rivera, and Bronx County Democratic Party Chairman Roberto Ramirez. They're serving 40 days. So he's been fasting since Tuesday. And Martin Luther King Jr.'s...
Isn't he kind of fat?
Well, he just lost 8 pounds, so...
I mean, isn't he, like, well over 200 pounds?
Well...
So, I mean, like...
He can live off himself like for a while, then.
Yeah, so it's like John Candy going on a hunger strike.
Yeah, so a fast would do him pretty good. So why talk him out of it?
I want to I don't see know. Your tits, my dear.
I do not want to see Al Sharpton's tits. That
I
is just
want to see your
scary.
Tits, my dear.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Yeah, it didn't say how much he weighed. He's 46, though.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of him. He's a fat black man, right?
I haven't seen pictures Al Sharpton, of him, honestly.
Yeah, basically,
well, there was probably pictures, but I
he looks like
attention.
Don King without the hair.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, what else you got, Britt?
In Nepal. Nepal's acting king on Sunday blamed accidental machine gun fire for killing most of the royal family.
Excellent!
Hundreds of people burned tires in the center of Kathmandu, the capital, demanding to know the truth behind the Friday night killings. Many city residents shaved their heads, a Hindu sign of respect that typically follows a father's death. Basically, this story was that the crown prince gunned down the king and the queen and 6 other relatives during a family dinner. He tried to kill himself, although he's still in critical condition. I don't know how he couldn't kill himself with that with a machine gun, but...
You know, this shit happens in the suburbs all the time, and it never, right, you know...
Yeah, he was reportedly angry that he had been denied his bride of choice. Now, this is what they were saying at first, and now
bride
the acting king is basically saying, oh, no, the machine gun just went off an accident and panned the entire room and killed everybody.
Excellent!
So, yeah.
Well, this was in Kathmandu, right?
Yeah.
So they need less people over there anyways.
He just wiped out the entire royal family.
Nothing wrong with losing a few monarchs.
You're unbelievable sometimes.
That's Adam making those sounds, not me.
Roadkill on the information highway.
All right, and I was going to do the story on the disco bomb victims, though.
Oh, do it.
You know, I didn't fully finish it, and we've got about a minute till we're done.
You know, we're going to go
cares?
Over a little bit. That's fine.
Who cares? Go for it.
Well, I've only
you
got
know
Adam's, half of it.
You know Adam's views.
Adam, why don't you talk about it?
Adam wants to go to 9
I
o'clock.
Made a paper.
Well, no, I have like one thing written down. I didn't get to it.
But I haven't heard about it, so I wanted to just
I'll
do
email
it. Just
you
do
the fucking article. All I have... down so far is that Israel buried the young victims of a suicide bombing and tested Palestinian ceasefire Sunday, hoping international diplomacy would pressure Yasser Arafat to rein in his troops and crack down on militants. That's as far as I got in the article.
I just like to hear about disco kids getting blown up.
I don't know why they're calling it the disco bombing. I haven't gotten that far. I'm looking. Yeah, I'm done.
So that's all you got?
Well, read that. You know what? I have like 5 fucking stories for you.
Read that Prince thing.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
You need to get a t-shirt that says that, Adam. I want to see your tits, my dear.
Well, I did actually.
I saw a great t-shirt at that opiate show. It was I Lick Girls.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That was so sweet. So sweet.
I used to have one that I had one t-shirt that said, show me your tits. And oh, I wore it on Mill Avenue all the time. Worked like a charm.
Yeah, great.
And then I had the other t-shirt that said, fuck me on the front and then leave on the back.
Ooh.
That didn't work quite so well.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
You know, if you want to read it, you can, but I left my glasses in Michael's car. I can't read it.
That's a
snip.
See, I take the paper, and when I find something interesting, I leave it on Brittany's desk for her.
I didn't get to it. I was busy.
Prince, who is now a Jehovah's Witness, said that when you use those curse words, you call up all the anger, the negative times, and the word that's been used to before.
Vicky Vale.
You bring it toward yourself. Why would you want that? See, Prince has sworn no more bad words in his lyrics.
Shit.
Because he's now a Jehovah's Witness. Prince also told the magazine that teens need more God in their lives.
Just shut the fuck up!
This is a man that... God, where to even go with this?
What the fuck am I talking about?
Another advertisement not to become a Christian, much less a Jehovah's Witness.
Jesus
those, you know, I really do feel sorry for those Jehovah's Witnesses. They have absolutely no fun at all. They don't have Christmas. They don't have anything.
No, they might as well be Quakers.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Oh, wait, I'm not Jewish either. I don't get to have any fucking fun.
Speaking of pounding ass, here comes Stan's little homo dog.
Which would be called...
Ah!
Shut up! Shut up!
Sparky, get down! Oh, my God! What did you do to my dog? There he goes again. Sparky, get down! Oh, my God! Sparky, get down! Sparky, get down! Oh, my God! What did you do to my dog? Sparky, get down! Oh, my God!
All right, that's enough. Had to catch up for the whole show.
Shut up!
And for those of you out there that paid income taxes last year, you will be getting up to a $300 rebate check sometime between July and September.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Is it actually automatic, do you actually have to like fill out shit?
No. Well, no, you'll be getting a letter in July from the IRS saying how much you're going to be getting. Brittany, I don't think you're going to get a check.
I do.
There's a scarier story.
Doesn't your mom claim you?
Oops.
She did?
Did you file your own income tax last year?
But I still had to pay fucking taxes.
You paid it to your mother?
No, I paid it to the government.
It was taken out of her
check. Because my mother claimed me as a dependent, I had to pay like over $100 in taxes.
You're right, you'll get it. Okay.
Okay. I was going to be pissed there for a second.
The rules go, if you filed a return... And you had to actually pay
I had to physically write out a check.
Then, yes, you will be getting up to $300 depending on your income level. If you were like Michael and didn't pay a goddamn thing, but got lots of money back, you will not be getting a rebate check. If you were like Sparky, who didn't file at all. You did file this year, huh?
Yeah.
You might be getting a check. It won't be $300, but how much did you
make? Well, no, because it's based on the amount of income you've made so far this year.
Didn't you make about $2,000 last year, Sparky?
More towards $4,000.
Don't shove your head so far up your ass, you'll disappear.
If you didn't make at least $15,000, I don't think you're going to get it. Because you got to be like $6,000 over the poverty line to get the full $300. But, yeah, the checks start going out end of July. They are going to mail them in order based on the last 2 digits of your Social Security number.
Okay.
Last 2 digits?
Yeah, mine's 7-2, so, you know,
mine's 7-9.
At the end of the list, yeah.
5-8.
You're right there with
9-8.
Bastards.
So. I'll get mine before you guys.
Sparky, get down! Sparky, get down!
Give me something to
play. All right, I guess we're going to tie things up.
Wait a minute. There is a story that's even scarier than the Prince one on
Go
here.
Go ahead.
You totally looked over it, but this is Limp Bizkit lead singer Fred Durst is going to be the father of a baby boy, saying he wants to carry out the Durst legacy. No, God, no!
Is it you with Christina Aguilera?
Well, let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
Yeah, that's...
Fred Durst is breeding.
Yeah, we need more of him running around.
Jesus Christ.
Does anyone listen to Limp Bizkit anymore?
Their first album was good, but then they sold out.
Their first album was good?
Yeah. $3 Bill, y'all.
I like that new song, My Way.
I can't stand it.
Figures you would.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
I was walking through the forest just the other day, when I came upon a strong male buck deer the other day. He had been shot in the head by a hunter, and his brains were spilling out all over the daisies. Even a deer's red blood and gray brains are pretty on a daisy. Even a deer's red blood and gray brains are pretty on a daisy. Even though the deer was dead, it was kind of beautiful in its own way. In its own way.